Design is storytelling in its purest form, a visual, tactile narrative that unfolds as we interact with objects, spaces, and interfaces. When you navigate a well-designed subway system, you're not just finding your way, you're experiencing a story about civic order and human connection. This perspective transforms design from a purely functional discipline into an expressive art form that communicates values and ideas. The most compelling designs, like the most memorable stories, create emotional journeys that resonate long after the experience ends. They guide us through sequences that shape our understanding, building anticipation, creating moments of revelation, and delivering satisfying conclusions, all without saying a word. Every design creates a narrative that unfolds over time, whether we're navigating a building, scanning a poster, or using an app. Just as authors craft plots with carefully structured arcs, designers orchestrate experiences with intentional rhythms and sequences. Buildings reveal themselves gradually as we move through changing spaces. Posters direct our gaze in a choreographed dance of visual elements. Digital interfaces lead us through journeys of discovery with each tap or swipe. These experiences follow recognizable patterns that mirror classic storytelling structures. Consider how this plays out in everyday life. Unwrapping a gift builds anticipation, rising action, reveals the surprise inside, climax, and concludes with emotional connection, denouement. The most satisfying designs create meaningful tension and resolution that engages us on both cognitive and emotional levels. The hero's journey pattern, where someone leaves ordinary life, faces challenges in an unknown realm, and returns transformed, appears in experiences from retail spaces to digital interfaces. IKEA brilliantly embodies this framework, functioning as a modern labyrinth, guiding shoppers through a controlled journey. The showroom serves as the threshold to a new world, the marketplace presents challenges and choices, and the warehouse represents the final trial before returning to ordinary life with newfound treasures. Digital experiences follow similar patterns. Consider how Chipotle invites active participation as customers direct their meal creation, casting them as heroes of their own culinary adventure. Meanwhile, McDonald's offers the comfort of a familiar, predictable experience. Each approach creates a different narrative with distinct emotional rewards, showing how service design shapes our role in everyday stories. Storyboards help designers condense complex experiences into concise image sequences that show beginnings, middles, and ends. Unlike linear processes, satisfying storyboards convey transformation through winding paths with conflicts and resolutions. When industrial designer Menyan Lee created storyboards depicting cyclists unable to board buses with their bikes, these visual narratives revealed opportunities for design interventions that might otherwise remain invisible. The rule of three creates particularly satisfying patterns with unexpected twists. From life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to three-step product instructions, triads help us perceive processes as manageable and memorable. Breaking information into threes serves as a memory aid and creates a natural story arc. The third element often provides the unexpected twist that makes the pattern memorable, following the classic comedy structure: setup, setup, punchline. How might we prepare for a world we can't predict? Scenario planning helps imagine possible futures without claiming to predict them. Charles W. Taylor's Cone of Plausibility visualizes how present conditions expand into multiple futures: probable outcomes based on current trends, preferable futures requiring innovation, and wildcard possibilities that could disrupt everything. When the struggling Metro Museum of Regional Art plotted attendance against mission on a scenario matrix, they discovered four distinct futures ranging from traditional exhibitions to hands-on experiences with citizen experts. This approach allowed them to discuss complex possibilities and choose a direction aligned with both values and practical needs. Design fiction uses speculative prototypes to anticipate future trends or propose visionary solutions. Like science fiction writers, designers observe current technology and society to imagine possible futures. This approach frees us from present constraints and encourages bold thinking about how design might or be shaped by future conditions. Why choose one product over another? While practical considerations matter, our emotional responses often drive decisions. Products change how we feel, with our relationships to them shifting over time, from the anticipation of unboxing to the satisfaction of mastery. Robert Plutchik's emotion map identifies 8 primary emotions that, like colors, mix to create secondary emotions: joy, trust, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, and anticipation form the foundation of human emotional experience. Don Norman's framework divides user experience into 3 overlapping layers: the visceral, immediate reactions to form and texture; the behavioral, physical responses and actions; and the reflective, memories and associations. These layers mirror storytelling's beginning, middle, and structure, showing how design experiences unfold over time and build lasting relationships. The peak end rule reveals that we judge experiences based on their most intense moments and endings rather than the overall average. A lengthy customer service call might be remembered positively if it ends with a successful resolution, despite initial frustration. This explains why a difficult experience with a positive resolution can feel more satisfying than a consistently mediocre one. Kurt Vonnegut proposed that stories can be graphed as emotional lines moving between states of misery and ecstasy. His analysis identified predictable patterns, like the universal man in the hole, where someone starts in a good position, falls into trouble, then climbs back out, that appear consistently across cultures and centuries, suggesting fundamental human emotional rhythms that designers now leverage in their work. The most effective emotional journeys incorporate carefully orchestrated contrasts. Successful designs might pair moments of high challenge with corresponding rewards, or balance intensive learning periods with playful discovery zones. Research shows that experiences with varied emotional intensities, rather than maintaining consistent engagement levels, create stronger memories and higher likelihood of return visits. By understanding these emotional arcs, designers create experiences that not only satisfy immediate needs, but also build lasting connections. The key lies in balancing dramatic moments with recovery periods, ensuring that each journey concludes with a sense of achievement that leaves us eager to return for more, just like the most satisfying stories.